Egyptian General Manager Randy Barton is asking the public to financially support the theater's decision to not sell the Banksy door to a private collector. For a while, they thought the funds from a sale could acquire new space for their youth actors. Instead, the SOB campaign is seeking $3 million from the public to acquire that location.
We're asking for local support from $10 a donation up to, hopefully we will find a couple of, you know, local individual donors that will be in the $100,000 range to help us with this huge project. And again, everything we raise will go to youth theater.
Sundance Festival of 2010 featured a documentary on Banksy called Exit Through the Gift Shop. Barton recalled that the Wednesday before the festival, seven Banksy paintings appeared around town, including the sketch of a rat on the Egyptian's stage door.
And I received a call very early in the morning that our theater doors were open. And so I wandered by real early, about 5 in the morning, and we, being Sundance, did not bolt the door. And so our doors were pushed open, and I pushed them closed, and there was, you know, a rat on the bottom of our door. And so I just locked it, didn't think much of it. I thought, well, I'll deal with that, you know, once I wake up. And learned that it was a Banksy and that there were seven that he created in one evening. And they were all done, you know, between 3 and 5 a.m., apparently, from the barn, the shed out by the barn, to our Banksy, our rat at the top.
He said they learned that Banksy believes his graffiti art should be available to the public.
No one knows who Banksy is, but people know his agents. There's a group called Pictures on Walls and one called Pest Control. And in dealing with them, we've found out that what the artist does not enjoy is seeing his works ripped off walls, taken off doors, wherever he's painted them outdoors, and sold to wealthy donors like Brad Pitt, who stick them on a wall, and nobody sees them again. They're in a private collection. The artist feels strongly that it's street art. It's meant for everyone to see. So our board of trustees and myself have agonized over this, and we've just decided Park City deserves to keep this Banksy.
Meanwhile, the Egyptians' youth theater has lost the space in the Main Street Mall that they've had since 1995. Barton said there's about 9,000 square feet in the remodeled mall they would like to acquire, but it doesn't look practical.
They have offered to sell us the space, but give us no access to it in terms of ADA. So if we have someone in a wheelchair, someone older, we use the space for youth theater, and our patrons are not exactly 32-year-olds, young professionals. So we have basically stepped away and told the developers, this is not workable for us, and it's not a usable space without proper ADA access.
Yeah. Wouldn't they be required to provide that, though, given the redevelopment?
You would think, wouldn't you? But, I mean, they're providing two elevators to the 15 high-end condos on the top, but they're very reluctant to have their clientele mix with ours, I guess.
Barton said they plan, along with Park City Municipal, to place the Banksy in the breezeway next door to the theater.
The designs are beautiful. To light it, to lower the roofing, to put some historical art on the wall. You've seen the little cutouts of the standing people, the art that they did last year. Well, they have the cutout portions, and they're going to put them on one side, and on our side, on the Egyptian theater, you'll have a history of the theater going back to the Park City Opera House, the Dewey, the Egyptian itself, the Silver Wheel, the arrival of Sundance, and Banksy.
Although they've been told they could get up to $1.5 million if they auctioned off the painting, they preferred to go this route.
We need to still offset what we could have received from selling that door. So why not ask Banksy supporters, not only here in Park City, but in the state of Utah and worldwide, to make small contributions to support our decision to not sell that door. We have 1,000 kids right now in youth theater, and we really need to figure this out. We were hoping, you know, we were thinking, wow, this door, people are telling us, is worth anywhere from $400,000 to $1.5 million if we were to put it on the auction block and just sell it. Why do that?
Egyptian Theater Director Randy Barton. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.